Alright, let's build this thing. Welcome to an advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design lesson on a RagoCut roller blueprint for timeless momentum. This is all about that sweet spot where the bass line is not just heavy, but phrased. It talks back to the drums. It breathes, it has attitude, and it keeps rolling without sounding like it's trying too hard. The goal here is to make something that feels dangerous, dance-floor ready, and still musical enough to run for 16, 32, even 64 bars without losing the listener. We're not just designing a bass patch. We're designing a conversation between sub, mid-bass, and RagoCuts. So first, set the session up properly. Put the project at 174 BPM, in 4/4, and think like a roller, not a random loop jam. Start with a 2-bar idea or a 4-bar question and answer structure. Make your groups. Drums. Bass sub. Bass mid. RagoCuts. Effects and atmos and returns. And while you're programming, keep some headroom on the master, around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space to hit the chain later without everything collapsing into mush. I also want you to load in a reference track, not to copy it, but to calibrate your ear. Compare sub-discipline, snare density, bass brightness, and how often the arrangement changes. In this style, small changes matter. Timeless rollers are rarely about huge gestures. They're about controlled repetition with just enough variation to stay hypnotic. Now, before you touch the bass, build the drum groove. That's important. The bass has to speak to the drums, and if the drums are weak, the whole idea falls apart. Use drum rack for one-shots and simpler for break slices. You can throw in a little beat repeat if you want some controlled shuffle or micro chaos, but don't overdo it. On the drum group, drum bus is your friend for body and transient shaping. Start with a snare that feels solid on beats 2 and 4, if you want that classic roller anchor. Keep the kick supportive rather than busy. Then slice a break into 8th or 16th note pieces and tuck in ghost hits before or after the snare. That's where the groove gets its drag and swagger. You can nudge some of those ghost notes by just a few milliseconds to make the rhythm feel more human and more Ragga Jungle inspired. Use velocity as well. A little velocity contrast goes a long way. A really useful coach note here. Think in density lanes. The drums need a lane. The sub needs a lane. The Reese needs a lane. And the Ragga Cuts need their own lane. If two elements occupy the same space, you get blur instead of drive. So build from the silence up. If the groove already feels alive with half the bass notes muted, you're on the right track. Next, build the sub. Keep it pure and disciplined. Operator is perfect for this. Load a sine wave on oscillator A, drop it down an octave or two depending on the note range, and keep the sound mono. You can add a tiny pitch envelope if you want a little punch at the start of the note, but keep it subtle. We want the sub to feel stable, not flashy. Make the sub mostly play the root, fifth, and occasional octave movement. Short note lengths are your friend here. A roller sub should leave space between the kick and snare hits. That space is part of the groove. Then add a touch of saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip-on. Just enough harmonics so the sub still reads on smaller speakers. If it gets too clean, a very light dynamic tube or a little extra saturation can help. But don't let the low end get unstable. Now for the personality layer. The Ragga Cut. This is where the track gets its voice. Use a short vocal phrase, a spoken cut, a chant, or even your own voice recorded and processed. Load it into simpler. You can use slice mode if you want to perform the chops, or classic mode if you want to trigger them manually from MIDI. Before chopping, process the source a bit. High pass it with EQ8 somewhere, around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the bass. Add some saturator, maybe 3 to 8 dB of drive, for attitude. A bandpass filter can give it that telephone or dubplate feel. If you want extra grain, use Redux sparingly. The point is not to make it pristine. The point is to make it feel like a chopped-up sound system message. Then chop it into short hits. Keep some slices dry and punchy. Let a few tails hang a little longer for transitions. Place them on 8ths and 16ths so they bounce against the drum groove. What you want here is a phrase that feels like a sound clash response. Short, rhythmic, and confident. If the sample is saying too much, cut it harder. A single well-placed shout can carry more character than a whole paragraph of chopped words. Here's a really advanced move. Resample the vocal chain to audio and then manually re-edit the waveform. When you print the processing, the distortion, eck, and timing all become part of the sound. That often feels more cohesive than triggering the raw sample live. Now let's design the mid-bass. This is the moving part, the Reese tension, the thing that gives the roller forward pressure. Wave-eatable works beautifully here, or operator, or analog if you want something simpler. For a classic controlled Reese, Start with two saws, slightly detuned. Keep the detune moderate, around 5-15%, and don't go overboard with unison. Too much stereo spread will blur the groove. Use a low-pass filter with some drive and set the cutoff somewhere around 80-200 Hz depending on the note range. Then add a slow LFO or subtle hand automation to the filter cutoff or wave eatable position. Sync it at half a bar or one bar if you want a gradual sense of movement. The attack should stay tight, close to 0-5 milliseconds, with a controlled release so the notes don't smear together. After the synth, use EQA to clean up mud around 200-500 Hz if needed. Add saturator or overdrive for upper harmonics, and use utility to keep the low end disciplined. The sub owns the bottom, the res owns the motion. If you want the bass to cut on small systems, you can let some harmonic energy lev up around 700 Hz-1.5 kHz, but be careful not to make it harsh. This is one of the most important mindset shifts in the whole lesson. The bassline should move like a phrase, not just like a sound. The listener should feel the note change and the response pattern, even when the actual pattern is simple. That's what creates the pull. Now shape the interaction between the bass and the ragga cut. This is where call and response becomes the whole identity of the track. In a two-bar loop, let the bass answer the kick and snare with a short stab, then let the vocal cut land in the gap after the snare. Then maybe the bass gets a little more active, then the vocal fills the space again. One of the biggest mistakes people make is making every moment busy. In this style, silence is power. Leave one pocket per bar where the bass stops completely or nearly completely. For the cut track, use tools like AutoPan for rhythmic gating, gate if you want tighter chop behavior, delay for dub echoes, and reverb only on selected words or tails. Not the whole sample, just the moments that need extra space. You can automate the filter cutoff on the ragga, sample from a darker band around 300 Hz up to 3-5 kHz for energy lifts. And for the end of a phrase, let the delay feedback arise just for one word or one hit. That kind of detail makes the arrangement feel authored. Now glue the bass system together. Route sub and mid bass to a bass group. Put the ragga cuts on their own track or group. And if you want to get really hands-on, create a pre-fader resample track so you can print the best moments. On the bass group, use EQA for cleanup, maybe a light glue compressor if the layers need a little cohesion, and a gentle saturator or drum bus for density. Keep checking mono compatibility with utility. The low end should stay locked in the center. This is where resampling becomes a power move. Print your best two-bar bass phrase to audio. That gives you total control. You can trim tails, reverse pickups, mute tiny sections, or make alternate versions for fills. Advanced production often gets better when you stop trying to perfect everything in MIDI and start capturing the best accidents as audio. If a resampled transient or clip tail sounds special, keep it. Those imperfections often become the hook. Then build transitions and tension around the loop. A timeless roller is not just the loop itself, it's the pressure around the loop. In the 8 bars before a drop or switch up, slightly filter the drums, add noise sweeps, maybe using wave-eatable noise or resampled hiss, and use a downlifter at the end of a phrase. You can automate the bass filter to close for 2 bars, then reopen at impact. A snare fill with beat repeat on the final half bar, or a reverse vocal chop into the drop, can make a huge difference. Keep it DJ friendly too. Think 16 bar intro, 32 bar main drop, 16 bar breakdown, 32 bar second drop, then an outro with stripped elements. That gives the tune a real shape. For the second drop, consider bringing in a more aggressive res harmonic, a higher register bass answer, or a doubled ragga chop in the second half of the phrase. The second drop should feel more dangerous, not just louder. When you mix, check the track in mono early. The sub has to stay centered and solid. Use sidechain carefully if the kick needs a little pocket, but don't overpump it. Make room around the snare fundamental if the bass is crowding it. If the ragga cuts get piercing, tame the 2.5-5 kHz region. And use spectrum if you need to inspect where the low-mid buildup is happening. A really important reminder, if the bass is too loud, it often feels smaller. In drum and bass, clarity creates perceived size. Let the kick own the transient, the snare own the snap, the sub own the floor, the ragga cuts own the attitude, and the res own the motion. To finish the idea, turn the loop into a full arrangement with variation. Think in 8-bar story blocks. First block, establish. Second block, answer. Third block, intensify. Fourth block, strip back. Then let the second half of the track feel more dangerous through tone, pacing, and register rather than just more notes. A slightly harsher res, a more chopped vocal rhythm, or a short mute right before the return can make the re-entry hit way harder. Here's a solid practice challenge. Build a 64-bar roller sketch using only stock devices and your own audio. Keep it at 174 BPM. Use one main drum loop plus fills. No more than 3 bass sources total. Make a 2-bar core phrase, a 4-bar variation, a 16-bar section with at least 2 arrangement changes, and 1 resampled version of the main bass phrase. Also make 1 version where the vocal cut leads instead of the bass. If the groove still feels intentional at low volume, and the bass sounds like it's talking back to the drums, then you've nailed it.